This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. It is your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. You can be the next to join. It's so easy. All you have to do, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T. That will get you up to $100 in a first deposit match. I repeat, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code, my first name, Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. It's essentially free money to play America's favorite fantasy sports game. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play. All you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you have a chance to win. You're watching the winnings roll in. For me, I've been having a lot of fun with a lot of Braves Prize Picks because the offense has been so good. There's been a lot of more of Ronald Acuna on hits, a lot more of Marcell Ozuna, total bases, Matt Olson, extra base hits, just as an example. Play along with me. I post mine at Real Matt Lanta each and every day on Twitter. You can download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Here's what's coming up today on our Ducks Dugout lineup. It's all brought to you by Ducks Dugout. This weekend, we'll remind Braves fans of just how random baseball is these days. And the success that you have in the postseason, I think, again, this will be a classic reminder of how fickle and how exciting it can be year to year. Plus, a message for Falcon fans, do not eat the cheese this week leading up to the draft. We are now 6 days from the NFL draft. Lying season is in full effect. Be careful believing anything. I'll give you a stark reminder coming up. And it's time for an Atlanta sports makeover for one local team. I'm just not sure what exactly that's going to mean and what that's going to look like. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. As I said, we're brought to you by Ducks Dugout. If you don't know Ducks Dugout, it's one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation. If you want to get into card collecting, my 11-year-old's gotten very into it. We love Ducks Dugout because it's an 8,000-square-foot showroom of rare and exclusive items, plus a great staff right there on hand with over 20 years experience to help guide you to figure out exactly what you're looking for. Whether you're a sports fan or a serious collector, you have to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. They're at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location in Lawrenceville, and I would tell you check out the website and start shopping online at ducksdugout.com. So the Braves are back home tonight against the defending world champion Texas Rangers. It's the first of three tonight at Truist. Then the Braves will welcome in the Miami Marlins for three and the very surprising Cleveland Guardians for three. So a nine-game homestand. The Braves will start Chris Sale tonight. Charlie Morton will get the ball on Saturday, and then Sunday night, Darius Vines slotted to make his second start for the Braves. Now, as I said, the Rangers come in as the defending world champions. You think, how does that make any sense? Well, I think we've seen in the baseball postseason, not a lot makes sense. We keep saying year after year, you've got to be the hot team and the healthy team and also get a good bit of luck to make the run. I think Brave fans have a good idea about this. The 88-win Braves won the 2021 World Championship, but since then they've had, quote, better teams, deeper teams, and they've been knocked out in the first round the last 2 years with clubs that won over 100 games. So you start looking into what's going on. Now, there are some early trends in the postseason with the format, so we can all point to it. You can use that as an excuse, or you could say we've got to figure it out. If your team's like the Braves or the Dodgers, or you saw the Orioles a year ago, who all had the week off before hosting the division round, they all got bounced. So what do you do to try to figure it out? Last year, Snit had his team go through sort of simulated games. They opened up the doors at Truist Park, let fans come in. They tried to make it look as much and feel as much like a game as possible. But we know it's not going to have the intensity of a postseason series. So certainly the format could have a factor in it. There's no question. But are you healthy? Are you hot? And do you get some breaks along the way? The 2021 Braves, they were very hot. I won't even call them healthy because that year they had already been without Ronald Acuna. They had also had some other injuries along the way. But what they did find was lightning in a bottle. That if you think back to that postseason of how much went well, how many close games they won, how many times they would hit home runs in key spots that fueled that postseason run, whether it was Jock Peterson with big moments against the Brewers, Freddie Freeman against Josh Hader in the first round of that postseason, against the Dodgers, walk-off wins in Game 1 and Game 2 of the NLCS, not to mention the red-hot terror Eddie Rosario went on to win the NLCS MVP, and then we know what Jorge Soler did in the World Series. Those are not household names. But again, that's the reminder of the postseason, the randomness, not knowing exactly what to expect. Look at the Texas Rangers. A year ago, they went out and made big pitching moves. Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, neither one factored in to the postseason, but they still got hot, whether it was Nathan Eovaldi or a lot of clutch hitting and a really good bullpen, and it took them to a world championship. None of it makes sense. It's just part of it. See, the thing about baseball in my mind is you can always figure out the best team over 162 games. That tells the true tale, but nobody remembers that. There's not a regular season trophy signifying the world champion. So if you're the Braves, what can you do differently? I thought Snit had a good answer to that when he talked about sometimes needing a couple of days in the postseason to get the bats going. But in the meantime, can you shut your opponent down? And for the Braves, how do they do that? They hope a stacked bullpen. They hope enough starting pitching. And they hope enough offense if they have to win some low-scoring games till the offense gets back into rhythm if they do indeed win the division and have the week off. Baseball's random postseason, a reminder on display in this weekend series between the 2021 World Champion Braves and the 2023 World Champion Texas Rangers. All right, coming up, a message for Falcon fans, a reminder not to eat the cheese leading up to the draft. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's talk about insulation. You're like, Matt, I don't want to talk about insulation. Insulation's boring. Okay, yes, it is until you realize you need it. And thanks to USA Insulation, they realized I needed it a couple of years ago. Ryan and his great team at USA Insulation came out to my home. They did a free inspection, and I stress free, a free consultation, because I was like 90% of homes, we were under-insulated. So what was happening is I was paying this ridiculous air conditioning bill because it was pumping cold air out and it was escaping. They showed me exactly where. They rectified the situation. They're the only company that will give you guys the USA premium injection foam into your existing walls. Now throughout the month of April, it's National Insulation Month, meaning USA Insulation has two great offers for you. Number one, they will do any insulation project and you will not pay for labor. That's going to save you a ton of coin. Or you can get a project on the books with 0% financing for 72 months. Not a bit of interest for 6 years. Go to usainsulation.net to schedule your free consultation and free inspection from USA Insulation. So we wake up this morning just 6 days away from the NFL draft. And the next week is going to be filled with so much misdirection, so many just blatant lies, whether they come from agents, whether they come from teams, whether they come from NFL insiders. And I will remind Falcon fans, don't believe essentially anything you read, whether it's about a player. Like the last couple of days, we did a story on the radio about A.D. Mitchell, the former Georgia and Texas wide receiver. It took till the final week of the draft for stories to come out about him being, quote, uncoachable. Or stories we've done about other players rising up the draft board or now falling down the board. So be careful what you believe there. But also, I would hesitate to believe trade rumors or interest in specific players. Most of it, again, is misdirection from agents or people around these teams. This is the week where it all comes to a head. And this just reminds us how long the NFL offseason is between the last games that were played in college football, the last games that were played in the NFL, and all the time these teams have had to scout these players. You can almost talk yourself out of drafting a player for any number of reasons. And then what you do publicly, if you do like another player, is you try to put something out either about that player being uncoachable, that player not being high on your draft board, you're looking to trade up or down, can you make somebody else in the NFL world believe you? I don't know that it's something I think is likely, but I would also tell fans, don't get carried away in believing what you read, because then Thursday night rolls around, and when something doesn't happen in the first round of the draft, you say, well, no, we were told over the last week how likely it was that this player was moving up the board or this team was looking to trade out of their position. Most of it's lies. Most of it's misdirection, and most of it's there to see if you can play some games with other teams through the media, and the fans start chewing on some of that stuff along the way. NFL draft coming up Thursday night. Remember, the Falcons are on the clock at 8 unless they make a move somewhere up and down the draft board. All right, coming up, I want to talk about an Atlanta sports makeover for one local team, but I'm just not exactly sure what it's going to look like. We'll get to it in a moment. After we talk about you doing the smart thing when it comes to your home and car insurance, as these rates continue rising, and they keep going up and away. I know for me, we've got a young driver in the house, which also can mess with rates. For you guys, you might have some kids on their way to getting licenses and getting insured. This is where I would tell you to turn to the Rhodes Group. This is an independent insurance agency in the northern suburbs of Atlanta. That's job is to find you the best policy, best coverage, and hopefully save you the most money. As those rates go up, it's so important that you get at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes shopped for you by the pros like the Rhodes Group. And an independent agency is always going to be the way to go. Let the Rhodes Group do that shopping for you. If you log onto their website, they have a landing page set up for our Daily 10 listeners where you can get at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain, like money back in your pocket. Log on to the website. It's roads-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S, roads-group.com, and then my last name, Churnoff, for all the info. And you can also call them to get the quotes over the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. As we embark on another big sports weekend filled with baseball, now we're up to the playoff hoops in the NBA. Hockey not far behind. Where are you watching all this? Don't say in your living room with that one TV where you have to flip back and forth. Make the destination the Daily Draft, my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. In fact, I was up there last night for our monthly installment of trivia. We always love to show up once a month to give you guys a chance to win some great prizes. And it's great, the destination. Two stories of great sports views. Right in the middle of it, the biggest and best big screen in all the burbs. Not to mention a craft beer bar. I love the great big beer wall, the on-demand option with self-serve taps. And I would put their menu up against just about anybody's. It's not deep-fried sports bar food. It's all kinds of great options from soups and salads and wings and flatbreads. And you name it. A plate of bacon, by the way, could be yours at the Daily Draft. Find out more by following them on Instagram or Facebook for all things going on at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. As we now look ahead to the NBA playoffs without the Atlanta Hawks, who got eliminated by the Bulls in the play-in on Wednesday night, we'll find out what's next for the Hawks. And I keep hearing, and this is always the response after you make the play-in or you don't advance the playoffs, break it down, tear it down, start over. I do believe the Hawks are in for a makeover. I just don't know exactly what that's going to look like. They're pretty capped out. They're not going to go into the luxury tax. They're not going to tear down and start over. In fact, I would say it this way. Trae Young and Jalen Johnson will be the two pieces off limits. No, I'm not trading Trae until he asks out. If he asks out. Until then, no, I want 27 points and 10 assists from one of the best guards in the league. And I'm going to have Jalen Johnson as his running mate. After that, I'd listen on everything else. If the right deal is there for Bogey or Capella or Onyeka Okongwu or anybody, I'm listening on all the above. Now, I would be hesitant to trade Bogey because I think Bogey is such a big asset with his sharp shooting and three-point ability. That is important for this basketball team. I would probably be hesitant on Okongwu unless the package is right. But again, that's something I'd listen for. And it's clear that the DeJounte Murray, Trae Young backcourt's just not going to work. Two really talented players. The pieces just don't fit on the puzzle board. DeJounte was better when Trae wasn't there. Trae is always going to handle the ball when he's around. DeJounte has gotten better off the ball, but he doesn't thrive the way he does running the show. And that's fine. They tried something. It was an experiment. I wasn't sure it was going to work. I didn't love what they gave up for DeJounte. And it hasn't worked. Now, individually at times, there are numbers. It just hasn't led to wins. So I would listen seriously on a DeJounte deal. And the problem they've run into in Atlanta with the Hawks and Landry Fields, the GM, they've been so hesitant to pull the trigger. And this also goes back to even the Travis Schlenk era, when they kept putting John Collins on the trade market without making a deal, which at some point was going to kill his value, and it did. The Hawks gave away Kevin Huerter for not much of anything. Justin Holliday and Mo Harkless, plus a potential first-round pick if memory serves. Both of those moves were salary dumps. And the Hawks have done that now year after year. I would expect that would be a part of the makeover and the retooling process to make sure they don't go into the luxury tax. But it's pretty clear that this team needs a new look and a new direction. But that look should include Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. Those two pieces of the puzzle should be in place. How do you build around them? The Hawks could have somewhere in the neighborhood of the 10th, and if the Sacramento Kings make the playoffs, the 18th pick in the draft. Maybe it's 9-17, or maybe it's 11-19, somewhere in that range, right? And those two picks are going to be important, because after this season, unless the Hawks make moves to acquire picks by trading away some of these vets, they're almost without draft picks for a while because of the DeJounte Murray trade. So it limits you in what you're going to be able to do to, quote, make over this roster. It's not like you have a treasure trove of picks that you can either use or spend on other players via trades. So I really don't know what they're going to do. I have very little faith in the Hawks front office. I have very little faith in the ownership. I don't know exactly what the direction is, and frankly, I don't know if they do, because it's as much about running a business as it is putting a basketball team together, because Tony Ressler has instructed them as much. Remember, the Hawks have had, I think, a $25 million trade exception available to them that they haven't even touched. I think they're a few million dollars into it, but they could have used that to improve the roster, and they stood pat to instead save the money and, again, not go anymore, whether it's into the cap or eventually into the tax, which is a frustrating thing if you're a Hawk fan. We shall see what they have in store moving forward. All right, if you guys would please subscribe to the pod, just to guarantee you get this every day, waiting for you at 10 a.m. in whatever podcast platform you listen to. It'll be in your feed waiting for you. I'll talk to you guys later this afternoon, 2 o'clock, on the radio on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly, because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.